Getting back into a routine after the holiday rush can make January a stressful month. Combined with the dreary cold weather and the holiday season cheer coming to an end, it's important to look forward to the warmth and green of spring. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Thiessen, Horticulture Agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Extension. Research has shown many mental health benefits associated with gardening, including reducing depression, anxiety, and increasing satisfaction with quality of life. Perhaps you have your own experiences with such benefits, and that's why you continue to garden. Gardening can alleviate stress by providing food security. It is a source of physical activity and can serve as a social hobby. Each of these benefits supports why gardening is valuable for our mental health. January is designated as Mental Wellness Awareness Month, and with alarming reports of prevalence of mental health concerns in youth and adults alike, there is reason to bring attention to this campaign. This may be the year to seek out someone you know who could benefit from time in the garden. Perhaps they need a gardening mentor or a space to grow a few vegetables. Perhaps you're the one who could use more time in the garden. Instead of waiting for the warm weather to arrive, we can start several indoor gardening projects now. One great task is to take an inventory of the vegetable and flower seeds you currently have and consider if they are still viable. Most seeds will remain viable for at least 1 to 2 years if stored properly. Depending on plant type, some seeds can last 10 years or longer. To properly store your seeds, ensure they are placed in a moisture-proof container. These could be sealed glass jars or baggies. Store the containers in a cool place, ideally a refrigerator. Temperatures just below 40 degrees are ideal. Keeping your seeds cool and dry is essential. If you have old seeds and would like to test the viability, you can conduct a germination test. Select 10 to 15 seeds from the pack and place them on a damp paper towel. Fold up the paper towel and place it in a baggie, then place it in a warm location. Check your seeds in 7 to 10 days for germination. Calculate the germination rate. If 8 out of the 10 seeds germinated, you have 80% germination, which is fairly good. The higher the rate of germination, the better success you will have in the garden. Once your inventory is complete, you can browse seed catalogs or websites to place your orders for 2026. If you need help selecting seeds for the garden season, reach out to your local K-State Extension office. So start dreaming and planning your garden now to have beautiful plants this spring and summer. This has been Cassie Thiessen, K-State Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!